Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour three of the Tuesday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Gardner filling in for Mark.
Gardner Goldsmith of Against the Grain. That's your radio show, Gardner.
Diggity-doo, baby.
And you do it 5 days a week. It's noon to three here in New Hampshire. Fantastic show.
Thank you.
You'll always learn something new if you listen to Gardner.
Yeah, and if people get an opportunity, head over to libertyconspiracy.com, libertyconspiracy.com. You can hear sound files from the program. Our interview with Tom DiLorenzo is over there right now about his new book. And there's also a link to the show, which starts off live 5 minutes after 12 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. You can hit the link and you can listen to it, and we'd love to have
you tune in. You know, I still want to get you on our stream, Gardner. I don't know if we can ever work something out with the GM of the station.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would love to have that happen.
He doesn't, I don't understand it. Ian and I have spoken about this, guys.
It's been a while. I'd forgotten about it.
I had forgotten about it, too. And you know, you've got the opportunity, you have the technology, and you've got so many people who listen to your program. And I would love to be able to get them to hear our show. We have a certain number of slots at our radio station website. It's linked through the Liberty Conspiracy, but
right.
You can also go to the website of the radio station, blah, blah, blah. But our owner, who has you on the
Saturday
weekends.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Right.
He won't bite at this, and I don't understand why
sense.
It would promote his station more.
We'll see what we can do. Maybe, I don't know, maybe have a couple of people email him or something. Or maybe I'll just email him again.
Hypnosis, that's what we'll do.
All right, so last hour we were talking about this laptop rule at the, not the airport. Well, I guess it can happen at
the airport. It's
the
airport,
border?
Yeah, any border or international crossing.
Whenever you're dealing with customs, if you're coming back into the United States, they have the ability... because they're the government, and they have a lot of guns and aren't afraid to use them.
Yeah.
They have the ability to steal your laptop from you. There's not even an excuse that's necessary. They can just randomly confiscate it for so-called forensic analysis, which, of course, means they're looking for child porn. And, of course, everybody hates child porn. I mean, it's a bad idea. Forcing kids to have sex on camera, certainly not something that anybody could possibly support.
Right.
But... I don't think they really understand the issue. The issue with child porn should be catching the producers. I mean, if you want to stop child porn, which, of course, is just as ludicrous as suggesting you could stop drug use, though, of course, drug use is far more widespread.
Right.
So, theoretically, child porn is possible to stop. I mean, there's only so many producers out there, right? There's only so many sickos, whereas there's millions of drug users.
Right.
Even so, if you're confiscating a laptop, and you find child porn on it, and you put out a press release, TSA discovers, or the Customs Department discovers a cache of child porn on someone's computer.
Right.
Arrests have been made, charges have been filed, and we're going to put this guy in jail for a long time. You have done nothing. Nothing at all to stop child pornography, because that guy was probably not the dude who created the product.
Right, and it really isn't going to stop the demand, I think. You know, it's a lot like Prohibition. But in this case, you know, there is a victim. And if you're going to be operating under the law, you know, under a state standard, then the question is, how do you make that law function? If you want to try to protect a child from becoming a victim of child porn, it's not sort of the same thing as alcohol, where someone's just imbibing alcohol and, Prohibition of marijuana and things like that.
Arresting the viewers does not do anything to protect those children.
Well, I think a lot of people debate this. They say, well, if the fine is great enough, then that will decrease the demand. Well,
ew.
It might. It possibly might. If people are in prison long enough, if they know that the fine is great enough, that's possible. There is also the possibility that it would increase the profit margin for the people who are dealing in the black market to do this.
That much is the case?
Yeah.
The more danger, the more risk, the higher the price.
Right. And I think it's troubling. Now, if you're going to be operating under a free market paradigm, I think this is similar to any sort of concept about the treatment of children. You know, children fall into this sort of gray area for some people when they talk about political philosophy.
Sure.
Say, okay, well, you know, that's fine for adults, you know, but what happens
about
when you've got children? And what happens if parents are preying on the children? They're not taking care of them well enough. Shouldn't we have laws that have standards for the treatment of children?
You say, this is what opens the Pandora's box.
And that's one of the problems. And that's where the free market argument comes in, and I think it's very efficient. And what you say is, look, if we believe that, if we generally want to allow parents to have the greatest decision-making power over their children, they're closest, they love them, I didn't create the children, you didn't create the children, I have no moral authority over them in any way whatsoever, then we want to allow the parents to have the greatest free reign, and yet we want to make sure they don't hurt the kids. Well, if we trust those parents to be part of a community that can then vote for representatives to come up with laws that will control their behavior and the behavior of their neighbors and how they treat their children, then why can't we trust those people to have voluntary societies where they create their own rules?
Great question.
That's, I think, what it comes down to, and I think it leads one to conclude, yes, indeed, people would voluntarily congregate. Now, the question is, if they did that, what about that tiny percentage, half a percent or whatever, of the freaks out there?
Yeah.
Well, they would have these societies which would exclude the freaks, and they would not allow them in. Now, would the freaks then be preying upon people in their own little communities? Well, they would probably be ostracized, and I think you're not going to have perfect knowledge. You're not going to have a perfect situation in any situation.
Of course
but
not.
You will be able to approximate something that's much better and more ethical through voluntary association.
I totally agree. And as atrocious as child porn is, I don't agree with this huge, you know, this war on child porn that's going to suck up all of our liberties in the process.
Oh, there you go.
Which is exactly what it is they're talking about here. Not only are they searching laptops and confiscating laptops on the international border, but there was a story a couple months ago about Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General for the United States, defending his demand that internet service providers log every single thing everyone does on the internet.
Yep.
So essentially forcing these internet service providers to do extra work and have extra logging and extra storage capacity and all this extra cost because of this, again, the specter of child porn. This was his excuse.
Yeah.
So the reason why we all have to be watched and we all have to be subject to search is because there's some sickos out there somewhere looking at pictures of naked
and
kids.
And these guys like Alberto Gonzalez, an attorney who's supposed to be very well versed on the law, can't look back and say, you know what, the very rationale under which you're operating, which is that the federal government owns the airways, and they're going to therefore try to control the internet. Oh,
right.
It goes over state borders. Ooh, all that idiocy is completely unfounded. The founding fathers, James Madison, said to think that something that goes over state borders is something that can be regulated is to completely misconstrue the reason we wrote the U.S. Constitution and to give the government powers that we specifically did not delegate to it.
Ninth and Tenth Amendments.
Exactly. And they get away with this stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And this is the point that I was going to bring in about the COPA, the Children's Online Protection Act.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the news today, folks, and one of the points you will probably see in the AP article is that previously there had been some injunctions by the Supreme Court. This law is supposed to stop, it's supposed to force libraries and certain internet providers and things like that to have to put screens on their internet connections so that bad stuff doesn't get on there, nudity
right.
and things like that. Now, the American Library Association brought suit, the ACLU brought suit. They said, hey, you know, that would prevent things about surgeries and all sorts
breast
of other stuff
cancer.
From getting in. Yeah, now those are the practical sides of it. On the philosophical or legal side of it, what they always do is they always refer to this thing called community standards.
Oh, my gosh.
This
is what they
court.
Have in the broadcast world as well.
Yes, exactly. And folks, I hope you will remember this. This is very, very important. The community standards idea is a weird mutation from political progressives since the mid-1800s on, after Abraham Lincoln centralized everything. And what it does is it's a bit of a tip of the hat to the original meaning of the First Amendment, which says Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or establishment of a religion. Up until that point, it was up to the states. They had all sorts of these things. The community standards thing, it's sort of like, oh, yeah, you can have community standards. But those standards, they're made by the feds.
It's amazing. And, of course, the ultimate question is, well, what community?
Yeah,
is the community
right.
the community that's listening to Free Talk Live? Is it the community that is in the area where the station's broadcast? Is the community? I mean, how do you define community?
You
it's just
it.
A various groups of individuals all put together and a community can be defined differently depending on who you ask. We're coming back with more about porn. It's Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It is Ian here with you.
And Gardner, thank you.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions of the show. So two sizes should fit pretty much everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Totally free. freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. We're going to get into the details on the government defending the anti-porn law, the Child Online Protection Act.
Oh, man.
We're going to talk about that in a moment, but first to the phones and to the fun, going to Australia and Richard on the amplifier line.
Richard.
Hello, Richard.
G'day, guys. How are you?
G'day, all right, mate. How are you?
Good. And also calling from the Gimme Liberty Bar in Second Life, so g'day to them.
Awesome.
listen, this the laws that we're talking about, and this is just one of the ones that's there, for me, it makes me wonder about how the impact will be on tourism and doing business with America.
Now, you're specifically... Hold on a second. Wait, Richard. You're talking... Just to recap, you're talking about the law that allows customs officials to confiscate people's laptops. In some people's cases, one lady hasn't seen her laptop for an entire year. That's what you're referring to. Now, go ahead.
Right.
That's exactly what I'm referring
to.
Yeah,
it's a great point,
for me,
too.
Yeah, for me, the analogy is that if you have a great business, but on the floor you've got a pack of drongos staffing it, then when people walk into the door and the first impression they get of your business is somebody taking their equipment, somebody not giving them good service, then that immediately puts in your mind an image of how that business is. And because of those people who are acting as the front for your business, or in this case for America, you end up thinking that the whole thing is rubbish.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a great point, Richard. Absolutely.
And that's
right.
Going to have some widespread implications, isn't it?
Oh, well, the feedback that I get from people I know that have gone over to the U.S. is they come back and they say, oh, look, this is good, and, you know, they enjoy the different things, but they say it's so difficult crossing the border, and it's really intimidating. And a number of them have said to me, you know, I don't know if I'd bother going back.
You know, yeah, you know, when I was down in Australia and I came back, it really was interesting to look at the differences between the U.S. and Australia when I came through. And the
when
US
was this?
Was,
when did
that
you
was, that was only back in 1992. That was a while ago. And that was really striking, and it's gotten much worse since
then. It has.
Then.
Not only Australia, but, I mean, people coming in from Mexico and Canada have been shocked at how rudely they're treated by their own country.
You got a bunch of troglodytic-type people.
Wait a minute. I like
out.
Richard's word. What was it, drongo?
Yeah.
A pack of drongos.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Can you define drongo, I mean, just so we know exactly what it means?
A drongo is someone who is slow-witted or is new, and it actually came from a horse in the 1920s that never won a race, and it was called drongo.
Drongo.
So
that's
made
great.
Its way into the idiom.
Awesome. Oh, and you know, Richard, I think your analogy is really apt, and I hope people will remember that. You know, every once in a while when you pull out of a radio show, you'll remember certain items, and that's something I hope people will keep in mind. Just the overall impression that someone would have of the United States for international business purposes. And heck, you know, I was talking to Ian off the air. I said, you know, I was going to go over to England and bring my laptop with me. I don't know if I will now. And if I had to do business, how the heck would I get my business done?
Well, the only way, and I can understand how these people are feeling, and I haven't even had to experience customs. I mean, I am just outraged at what goes on within the country, as far as the TSA is concerned.
Yeah.
I don't want to travel unless I absolutely have to. That's how
right.
I feel, and I'm just living here.
And you know, Richard, there's something that to bring up here, too. It says here in this New York Times report, it says, in one recent case in California, a federal court went against current trends, ruling that laptop searches were a serious invasion of privacy. Quote, people keep all sorts of personal information on computers, the ruling said, citing diaries, personal letters, financial records, lawyers' confidential client information, etc. That court ruled in that specific case that, quote, the correct standard requires that any border search of the information stored on a person's storage device be based, at a minimum, on a reasonable suspicion. Now, that, of course, is still sort of subjective, but what this gets me to is, once again, the way they do this is the government takes control, and then they say, if you want to use what we're allowing, what we're managing, then you have to conform to these rules. And I'll just bring a couple examples, even though I know it's international, but I think this is great.
Yep, far away.
Okay, there are Supreme Court cases. There was one called the Grove City College case. And there was a school called Hillsdale College that was involved in it, too. In the 70s, they came up with this thing called Title IX. And Title IX forced colleges to have sports that catered equally to men and women. They had to have equal numbers of men and women, to be fair, if they got federal funding, right?
Yep.
So Grove City College and Hillsdale College both said, okay, you know what? We're not going to conform to that. They said, oh, no, you're getting federal funding. So quid pro quo, you've got to conform. So then what they did was they said, okay, we're not going to take any federal funding then. So then the federal government came back and said, you know what? If you have any students who get federal grants, you will still have to conform to Title IX, or you'll be fined. And they said, okay, we're not going to... Well, yeah, they said, okay, we're not going to take any students who have federal grants either. We'll start our own grant programs. But here's the thing. Our Supreme Court in the United States selectively applies that sort of standard, because there was another case out of Detroit with a federal housing program where they wanted to make sure that if you were going to live in the federal housing program, you had to give up your Fourth Amendment right against unwarranted searches and seizures because they wanted to look for drugs. In this case...
You know what, Gardner?
Yeah.
If somebody's holding your testicles, you tend to move in the direction that they want you to move.
Oh, wow, brilliant. Thank you for the call, Richard. We appreciate it.
You got it. 800.
That was great.
Yeah,
800-259-9231.
Absolutely. And I was just going to say, in the case of that Detroit housing place, instead of finding against those people who were bringing suit for in favor of their Fourth Amendment rights, they said, instead of finding against them, they found in favor of them. They said, oh, yeah, you can't give up your Fourth Amendment rights against searches and seizures. So what they do is that the Supreme Court's real tricky. In this case, Grove City College and Hillsdale College were both conservative-slash-libertarian-style schools,
right.
Private schools. They said, oh, no, you must conform if you're taking money. In the other case, it was a left-wing pet project. Mm-hmm. A lot of liberal people were involved. And so they picked and chose which aspects of the Bill of Rights they wanted to protect in the Supreme Court. And I just can't believe that they'll do that. They selectively apply a standard, and the standard doesn't apply in some cases. It's really
sounds about right.
And they do the same thing with the airlines.
There's no standard.
If this went to the Supreme Court, if you had a problem with the search.
Well, the world has changed.
Yeah,
Gardner.
They would find in favor of the government.
This country has changed since 9/11, and things are different now.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter what the old case law says. It doesn't matter what has been decided in the past.
Mm-hmm.
What matters is what is politically expedient. And they will do whatever it is they want to do. That's how it works these days. The way it works is the government, at whatever level, the judicial branch, executive, legislative, they do what they want. They pass whatever law they want to. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to pass any constitutional muster.
No.
They just pass the law, and then they sort of cross their fingers, and they say, all right, well, let's see if anybody challenges this.
Oh, yeah.
And then if somebody does happen to challenge it, which is rare, it goes to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court might just say,
it was the same kind of mentality I got from Bill Frist on our show today. I got to tell you about that later.
I hope we get a chance.
Man.
We still got to talk about porn as
well.
Yeah. Your calls, 800-259-9231, the government's anti-porn law. We're going to get into the details. Dirty details. It is your show, and you take control. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabyte has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabyte.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabyte, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-338-7074 and get 100 sales leads for free.
Call 1-800-338-7074. 1-800-338-7074.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The show is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gardner filling in for Marco.
Mark, who's at his brainwashing seminar tonight. We'll find out more about that tomorrow when he returns. You can, of course...
he returns.
Yeah. He may not. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site free, including the updates. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show at updates.freetalklive.com. That's where you get signed up. Updates.freetalklive.com. I promise you, we're going to get to this child porn thing, just anti-porn in general. It's actually not about child porn.
Yeah.
That was earlier with the laptops. This one's just about all porn, but it does have to do with children, because that's the excuse for the law. Anyway, that's coming up, but first to Alvy in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Gardner.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good, Alvy. Thank you.
Well, I was talking to a good friend of mine earlier, and he informed me that while he and a friend were traveling home from West Virginia, they were pulled over by the cops who were like, "Well, looks like you're wearing some hemp jewelry. You must be potheads."
Oh, brilliant deduction.
Well,
is that all?
And, of course, that's bringing real harm to other people, isn't it?
All right, well, what happened?
Well, so the cops were like, trying to coerce them to letting them search the car. Went on for a while, I understand.
Oh, so hemp jewelry isn't a probable cause to search a car? I'm shocked that they didn't just use that as their probable cause. So wait, they asked to search and your friend actually refused?
Yeah, they didn't have a search warrant.
Oh, good.
Right, good.
How did your friend learn that he could say no to the police? Because most people don't know this.
Well, he is a big fan of normal.
Ah, excellent. All right, so they continue to press, though. Can you give me some more detail? What happened?
Well, yes, they continued to press, and unfortunately did discover that, or I understand that finally they did coerce and give in.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
There must have been some sort of threat made. I mean, because if somebody's got the courage to say no to the police up front, what could the police have said that would have dissuaded them from standing firm?
Yeah, there's
got
to be some threat.
Do you have any idea?
Not really. It's just I understand that they were coercive and pressuring and...
All right. So then what?
So, caught one guy with like a few grams, I guess.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
That criminal!
West Virginia. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. big deviant. Ugh.
Yeah.
So they went. So apparently he's gotten a charge for it, but I understand West Virginia it's a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the other guy. Oh, I forgot to mention. The cops are like, we don't really care if you have dope on you. We're just checking to make sure you don't have hard drugs on you.
They're such liars. Was that part of their excuse as to why they should be able to search?
That's one of the ways.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Right.
All right. So they found a couple grams on one guy. What about the other guy?
They found a few shrooms on the other guy.
Which I
don't think actually counts as a hard drug. But then again, it's the cops. So
they don't like
I
it.
Don't trust them.
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust them as far as I can throw them.
So were they arrested?
I think one guy was issued a ticket. The guy with the shrooms was arrested. Yeah.
Oh, jeez, man. And wasting their time doing stuff like that when they could be trying to stop person-on-person crimes.
Murderers, rapists.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Albie, any other thoughts?
I just hope they can pull through. My friend was saying he's been writing down all the events and
good.
They're looking for lawyers, and he said he's going to try to make this more than just get the charge off, try to make a statement about the war on drugs in general.
Well, if he's got the courage to actually see this through to trial, then I commend him for it, because most people do not. Most people will take the plea bargain. Let us know. Give me a call back sometime, and let me know if they plea bargain out or if they actually do take this to trial. Okay, Albie?
Sounds good.
We'll do.
Thanks for the call,
man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. You can tell us his first time calling in.
Well, hey.
He's a little nervous.
Oh, that was good information.
It's okay.
And it happens everywhere.
Yeah,
it does. Unbelievable. I remember... Really?
Yeah, I get nervous when I call radio.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about the
the pot thing.
Yeah.
It's a shame because, you know you've got shrooms on you. Why are you letting them search?
Oh, my God. You might stuff those shrooms down somebody's throat. Ah! You know, I was in Manchester here. They call it Manch Vegas.
Yeah.
Because
gambling
is illegal in the state unless the state runs the numbers racket.
Oh, yeah.
And then everybody's implicated, but it's okay. Because
they don't want competition.
Yeah, exactly. You can't have competition, but they'll probably end up legalizing it here eventually. And Ian and I were talking off the air a little bit about this here in New Hampshire, because one of the things that they'll do is they'll legalize it only in certain select spots. Those places being like there's a horse race track in Salem, New Hampshire, and there are these things they call the Grand Hotels, like the Mount Washington Hotel, and they'll probably legalize
them. Sure,
the
politically
places.
Connected people.
Right,
get
the people
the
who
exemptions.
Are giving the money to the senators to get reelected, and that's the way the mechanism works. But down in Manchester, they have in the back rooms a lot of clubs, they have a lot of Franco-American clubs there and video stores and things like that. They'll have video slot machines.
Okay.
So I remember watching a television as this one guy was arrested for operating a video slot place in the back of his video store a number of years ago. And I was like, oh, man, you know. And I had been called for jury duty in Manchester.
Really?
Yeah. And I said, boy, I hope I get that guy's case.
Wouldn't that be great?
Guess what?
No
I
way.
Did. Yeah, I did.
They
but,
ejected you.
Well, this is the thing. The way they did it was when you go in for your jury duty, you go in there. Jury duty. What a bogus thing that is. But anyway.
It's a mini draft.
I know. It's ridiculous. Oh, it's your duty. No, it's not. What are you talking about? When did I sign up for that? But
when
anyway.
You got your driver's license. But anyway, go ahead.
So they bring you into one big room, and everybody gets instructions from the judge, and they hand you out this little booklet. And it tells you all of the things that juries are supposed to remember. Nowhere on there is there anything about jury nullification.
Of course not.
So I look at it, and the judge is asking, are there any questions? So I said, yeah, excuse me, sir.
Man, you just singled yourself out. Okay.
Yeah, but I had to inform all the other people. There were like 200 other people in the room. And I was like, excuse me, sir. I saw nothing on here about jury nullification, which allows the jury to find someone not guilty if they think the law is wrong. And I said, I thought you were supposed to inform this. That was your responsibility. He goes, well, yes, he is right. You can do that.
So well then, done,
yeah.
sir.
Then they split us into our separate rooms, right? And the prosecuting attorneys had been in there when the guy was giving the instructions. So I got picked. And I'm looking. I'm like, oh, my God, this is the case. This is the video case. This is so awesome. I'm going to vote. Then I'm going to tell the rest of the people this is excellent. So I get put up there. And the prosecution, you know, they have a certain number of outs
Wah,
to pull people out.
Yes.
And I got yanked out.
Of course you did.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, you got to have the dum-dums on the jury. Can't have anybody who's informed there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Associated Press, Philadelphia, 8 years after Congress tried to criminalize material deemed harmful to children, free speech advocates and website publishers took their challenge to the challenge of the law to trial on Monday. Salon and Nerve.com, as well as other plaintiffs backed by the American Civil Liberties Union, are suing over the 1998 Child Online Protection Act.
Thank you, Orrin Hatch.
They believe that the law could restrict legitimate material they publish online, exposing them to fines or even jail time.
Yeah.
The Justice Department argues that it's easier to stop online pornography at the source than to keep children from viewing it. Oh, really? Is it that easy to stop online pornography? Yes, that's right, Gardner. If we just sign this piece of paper,
magic,
all of the pornography on the Internet will disappear.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The law, which was signed by Clinton, requires adults to use some sort of access code or credit card number to view material that might be considered so-called harmful to children. It would impose a $50,000 fine, six-month prison term, on commercial website operators that publish such content, which is to be defined by contemporary community standards.
There you go. That's it.
And again, this concept of contemporary community standards is also utilized in the radio world by the FCC when they're talking about indecent and obscene broadcasts.
Janet Jackson's breasts.
As to be determined by so-called contemporary community standards. But that's not really true at all.
No.
Who determines it is the bureaucrats administering the program.
Exactly. The FCC comes up with what is contemporary community standard
because
in your community.
Right. When you're looking at radio broadcasting, there's several different communities involved. There's the community of people listening to the specific show in question.
Right.
There's the community of people that listens to the radio station in question. Mm-hmm. Some of them may not actually listen to the show. There's the community of people that listen to the radio at all. There's also the community of people in the area who may or may not listen to the radio. There's a community of people in the larger area and the entire country. How do you define the community? It's impossible.
Yep. Geographic area, virtual reality, who knows?
There's no such thing as a community beyond what is in your mind.
Right now.
That is it.
Yeah.
And there's more coming up on this Child Online Protection Act and the details here and why it's such a terrible idea. And, of course, it all ties into this puritanical nature that we have in this country, which just...
they treat us all like children.
Yeah, they do. 800-259-9231. Your show, you take control. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die. With LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the Tuesday edition of the show. Still time for you to take control. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Gardner filling in for Mark. Greetings.
Mark will be returning tomorrow, presuming he decides to leave his cult for a little while.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about that more first thing tomorrow night, you can bet. Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Experience the fun on the site. Everything there, free archives, bulletin board system, updates, live streaming, and more. We give it all away, but we do ask that you voluntarily support the show in return via the AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. We give you all the website features for free. And if you like the show and you want to help spread Free Talk Live, you want to help us get on more radio stations, expose the message of freedom and liberty to more new people, then send us $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. $3 a month, totally voluntary. I mean, that's less than the price of a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So the idea is you go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn about the program. Learn about how we're spending that money because it's coming in. The money comes in. We turn it right back around into promoting Free Talk Live.
Getting on more stations.
Exactly.
Getting the word out to more people.
We got half-page ads in Talkers Magazine. We got internet advertising. And the details are there on exactly what we spend the money on. But basically, it's helping Free Talk Live spread. And if that's important to you, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and become a Free Talk Live amplifier like over 290 of our listeners have done,
which is
just fantastic. Yeah. So there you go. Amp.freetalklive.com. All right, the rest of the details from the Associated Press story on the government defending the Child Online Protection Act, according to the Justice Department, they say it's easier to stop online pornography at the source than to keep children from viewing it. And apparently the act has yet to be enforced, however. The U.S. Supreme Court has twice granted preliminary injunctions, including one in 2004, when it ruled that the plaintiffs were likely to prevail. The ACLU argues that filters are a more effective way of policing the Internet. It notes that the law would not regulate any material posted overseas. Well, duh. Mm. How could they?
Right.
The government, quote, will argue that parents are too stupid to use filters. It's an insulting argument, and it's wrong, said the ACLU attorney. And, of course, he's absolutely right about that.
Absolutely right.
That's totally the government's position.
Now, I would love to hear from a conservative who would try to back this up intellectually, ethically, and historically. But I don't think I'm going to hear from one.
Probably not. That invitation's out there. If you want to dial in, 800-259-9231, if you can back up the Child Online Protection Act. Well, Eric Bean might give it a shot, the government attorney.
Ah, yes.
Acknowledged that it's tempting to defer to families on the question of what is appropriate for children, but said the patchwork of filters used by parents don't work. Quote, the evidence will show that a shocking amount of pornography slips through to children. Well, it doesn't slip through, Mr. Bean. You have to understand that kids who are of teenage range want to see pornography. It's just something they want because, well, you don't want to let them, so therefore they're going to do what it takes to go out and find it. It doesn't just slip into their internet connection. It doesn't. The nude pictures of Playboy Playmates and hardcore porn don't just pop up on the screen out of nowhere. You have to sort of look for it.
Anyway, you know, go ahead.
I was going to say,
isn't it funny that people rely on this government bureaucrat with all the lattice of offices that are made up to protect us? This guy's getting paid by our tax money, and he's getting paid to try to restrict freedom and also restrict commerce. And I'm not talking about the commerce of pornography being sold online or something like that, but just the fact that people are not being allowed, they're going to be regulated in a fascistic way to operate their business in a certain manner. Let them work it out with the customers.
But Gardner, we have to protect the children.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting we're going to rely on government to protect the children when we have all these instances of people like Jerry Studs and Mark Foley. And here in New Hampshire, they got a guy who's running for, was running for state legislature, who wrote a book, The Joy of Self-Pleasuring, who said there's a 95% probability that Jesus self-pleasured himself.
Good for him.
That's great. And
he's probably right.
He was endorsed by a woman who's on the Child Welfare Committee here in the state, mm-hmm. a Democrat. And you're thinking to yourself, aren't you... Oh, okay, we'll just rely on government to take care of everything. Thank you.
I see your point.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Though he is probably right about Jesus.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well,
he's
who
a guy,
knows?
Right?
I don't know. But, I mean, it's just so absurd, this inflammatory, ridiculous stuff. He has another book on child molestation talking about, there's a lot more to this, and we should really take a look at the child molesters and things like that. It's like, look, dude, you know what? If you're going to be running for office, you might not want to write these kinds of books if you're going to try to go in the public square, because people aren't going to dig
it
all that much.
That's true.
And for people to be on a child welfare committee and then say, they clearly didn't vet that guy very well, did they?
Great point. And you're pointing out that these are the types of people that are going to be creating these laws.
And people rely on government to handle
it. It's ludicrous.
It's absurd.
Look, if you're somebody who is of a prudish nature and you believe that there's something wrong with nudity, which, of course, I think is absolutely ludicrous... you're born naked. Nudity is a totally natural way to be. There's nothing sexual about nudity. Now, of course, we're talking about pornography, which isn't necessarily nudity, though some people would argue. I mean, it all depends on who you ask. You ask somebody, what's pornography? You know, what's the classic line? Well, I'll know it when I see it. That's the classic line of a judge, I think, somewhere. Who said
and the
that.
Judge says, well, I think I have to see it again a few more times.
Let me take it into my chambers.
It's pornography.
So you could ask, when you ask somebody what pornography is, some of the most prudish individuals will say, well, that's if you see a naked breast or a penis. You know, if it's just a picture of somebody who's naked, it's pornography to some people. But for others, it's when there's actually sexual activity going on. And then some people would say, well, that's not porn, that's just sex. Some people would say porn is when there's violence and, who knows what porn is.
What is offensive? What is offensive to you?
The issue is, of course, who should control these things?
Yeah, yeah.
And the government constantly takes the position that we can't handle ourselves, that we can't police ourselves, that parents are incompetent, parents are useless, parents can't take care of their children. Parents that are concerned about these sorts of things are totally incapable of protecting, so-called protecting their children from seeing it, which is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
If you care enough about what your kids are seeing online, then you need to take the responsibility in your own hands to either monitor the online behavior of your kids, which, of course, is the best way.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to ensure that your kids don't see certain things, be there when they're on the Internet. If you don't want them going to Johnny's house and using Johnny's computer, don't let them go to Johnny's house.
Exactly.
And if you're concerned about the government schools allowing them access, don't send your kids to government school. Mm-hmm. It's up to you. And stop trying to inconvenience me as an adult consumer of products. Now, I don't consume porn as much as I used to or at all anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, in the past, I've done it before. And how is it that they can tell people what to do on their private property? Websites are private property. These pornographers, the porn website operators, are operating a private business for their own benefit, and they should be able to put whatever they want on their website. I don't care how filthy or how dirty it is. I don't have to look at it.
No, no. And the parents are supposed to be watching their kids. If somebody's got a house... And the kid can walk up in the, and they've got a window that's open, and the kid can walk up through some trees and look at the woman changing through the backyard. Does that mean the federal government should say, hey, lady, put some curtains on your windows?
Yeah.
No.
Great question.
It's ridiculous. It's absurd. You know, it's absolutely amazing that they come up with this type of idiocy.
And it all stems from the puritanical roots of the United States. And we have not gotten away from it. There's this mindset in this country, and it's prevalent. And I say it's prevalent only because it's prevalent in that the people are out there. There's a small group of people that's willing to yell really loudly about it. People like Mark Foley.
Yeah.
Who talk the talk, but then, of course, don't walk the walk. And there's these special interest groups that get out there and scream and yell, the Parents Television Council,
and
all these
interest groups.
And
they make a lot of money off of that stuff. And also, I think, Ian, one of the things that really bothers me is the way the politicians grandstand on it. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some people who honestly want to stop this stuff, but they are preyed upon by the politicians who grandstand and make their living off of these people. And then eventually some of them start to learn the game themselves, and then they get corrupted by it, too. Right. Their organizations are bringing in lots of money with the national organization. They get these great politicians who stop by. Oh, it's a big meeting. We're going to hear it from this person. And it's all a big front.
Right. They spread the message out to their subscribers or the people that are a part of the group, and then they pony up more money for the group.
Right.
And yeah, you're right. They're living off of this stuff.
One of the things that Bill Frist said to me today, which I found totally repugnant, was he talked about how America is a pluralistic society. And I said, you know what?
What does that mean?
He was talking about, what was he talking about? Oh, fetal stem cell funding. Now, this guy supposedly is pro-life, and he says that he's in favor, well, he had said that he was in favor of federal funding for fetal stem cells. That's scientific research. I don't see it in the Constitution, whether somebody's pro-life or pro-choice. But he said, we're a pluralistic society. Now, I said, you know what? Pluralistic societies can take advantage of the individual. We're not a pluralistic society. It's the same thing with this pornography thing.
It's just amazing. And the only way to fight this is to continue standing up for your freedoms and your rights to view what it is that you want to. Unfortunately, the porn industry's barely even letting out a peep when they're going after... The government has been going after really obscene porn, and the porn industry has not said anything.
Yeah.
Vinny in here with you.
Ian, great to have you here, man. Great to be here with you. Thanks, dude. So much.
We'll be back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.